Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. You know that feeling when your mind's racing a marathon, thoughts bouncing off each other like ping-pong balls on a caffeine high? Yeah, me too. And in today's world, with constant notifications, deadlines, and the never-ending scroll, that feeling can become our default setting. But guess what? We don't have to just accept it. Today we're diving into mindfulness, not just as some fluffy feel-good buzzword, but as a real tool to calm your inner storm and find a little peace in the chaos. So, how can you tap out of that anxiety and stress overload? Here are five key takeaways that have really helped me. Number one, mindfulness is about being present. It's not about emptying your mind or becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about noticing what's happening right now, the feeling of your breath, the sounds around you, even the texture of your clothes. Think of it like taking a mental snapshot of this exact moment. Ever felt like your day just zoomed by in a blur? Mindfulness helps you slow down and actually experience each moment instead of just rushing through it. Number two, your thoughts are not your boss. We tend to get swept up in our thoughts, letting them control our emotions and actions. Mindfulness teaches us to observe those thoughts without judgment, like watching clouds drift by. They come and go, but they don't define you. Remember that scene in Inside Out, where joy and sadness have a meltdown? Mindfulness is kind of like the voice of reason trying to keep things balanced. Number three, it's about cultivating awareness. Pay attention to your body, those tense shoulders, that racing heart, or maybe even that stomach flutter when you feel overwhelmed. Recognizing these physical sensations can help you catch anxiety before it spirals out of control. You know that feeling when you're stressed and your jaw starts clenching? Mindfulness helps you become aware of those triggers so you can take steps to relax. Number four. It's not just for meditation. Mindfulness can be incorporated into everyday activities. Eating, walking, showering, even doing the dishes. Bring your full attention to the experience. Really taste that food. Feel the warmth of the shower on your skin. Notice the rhythm of your breath as you walk. It's about finding those pockets of presence throughout your day. Number five, consistency is key. Just like any new skill, mindfulness takes practice. Start small. Even a few minutes of focused breathing each day can make a difference. There are tons of great apps and guided meditations out there to help you get started. Think of it like building a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Let me tell you a quick story about how mindfulness helped me out in a real-life situation. I was prepping for a big presentation at work. Deadlines were looming, emails were piling up, and my mind felt like a tangled ball of yarn. I could practically hear that inner voice screaming, "You're gonna mess this up. Remember that time you know the drill, right?" But then, I took a step back and remembered these mindfulness tips. I focused on my breath, acknowledged those anxious thoughts without letting them take over, and visualized myself delivering a confident and successful presentation. It was like hitting the reset button on my brain. By being present in that moment, I managed to calm my nerves and actually enjoy the process. So, there you have it. Five key takeaways to help you tap out of anxiety and stress overload. Remember, mindfulness isn't about achieving some perfect state of Zen. It's about learning to navigate the ups and downs of life with more awareness, grace, and ultimately, peace. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little mindful magic in their life, you know? That friend who always seems frazzled, or that colleague who's constantly on edge. Help them tap out of the overload, too. And if you have any thoughts or experiences you want to share, hit me up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay mindful, stay strong, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.